Right, now, this hour, if you're in work and thinking, oh, I feel a bit blurred, not sure, maybe retirement, you're taking early retirement, maybe you're already retired, but you're thinking, oh, I don't know, I don't want to stop working, I don't know what to do, or you've got a certain skills base, maybe you've been in the same job for years and you're a bit institutionalised, and people wander around thinking, well, I won't do anything then. Well, I'd like you to meet someone who thinks that you should. And she wants to help you do it. Her name is Victoria Tomlinson. She's from a company called Next Up. How are you?
I'm good. And I absolutely loved your thankful programme before, because we've all got so much to be thankful for, Liz.
We do. And it was just nice to have that reflection on what's what and who's who. Now, talk a little bit about where you've come from. I've looked on the website and I've sort of thought about what it is. Do you offer things for people who are chief execs, people who've been in corporates for years, who've got time on their hands and want to move on, or are you for everyone?
We're probably not quite for everybody, but what we can do is help anybody who thinks they want to use their skills in, we're calling it unretirement, Liz, because it's not packing up altogether. Some people want to give up, go travelling, look after the grandchildren, play golf, whatever it looks like, and that's fine. We're not for them. We're for people who are thinking, I've still got a lot to offer. And yes, okay, we mostly work with senior people, but it doesn't just have to be them. And to be honest, the issues are relevant whoever you are. There's an issue here in people don't really understand what happens when you leave corporate life. And I say corporate life, working life, whatever it is. Huge amount of your identity is wrapped up in work. I mean, if you can imagine tomorrow, Liz, suddenly you weren't working, sorry, not meaning to sort of suggest you're going to be there, but you're suddenly, you've been Liz Green that everybody knows and loves, and then they suddenly say, on Monday, you're not, and you're trying to figure out what next. And what tends to happen is people say, oh, well, I used to run this amazing radio program, or I used to be whatever, and that used to be is a real shock, because every time people lose their identity, and it's actually like a bereavement, and you've lost a huge amount. You've lost your networks, your social, there's a huge amount of social activity, even if it's only that chat. I mean, somebody last year said, this is the first time I've really missed work. It was the World Football Cup or whatever. Was this summer, wasn't it? It seems so long ago. Yeah. And he said, just going and chatting about, oh, what did you think of that club last night? And he said, I don't have that anymore. So I think there's, people have to recognise there's a big identity in work.
And if you are lucky enough to be able to retire young, then that's one thing. Many people listening now are maybe retired or know that they're going to be working till they're 80. You know, but certainly it'll be a long time before they can take retirement. And are listening to you thinking, but I'd rather not be working, thank you very much. Or I've done my bit, I have contributed. If I want to do a bit, I can go down a charity shop, I can volunteer, I can maybe do something for nothing or help. I don't need a structure. You're saying there is a need for a structure.
Some people do. I'm not saying everybody, you know, there's horses for courses in this, but what we're finding is an awful lot of people. Now, we did research amongst the whole population earlier this year. We went out to 1,000 people aged over 55 who had retired or were going to retire in the next 2 years. 2/3 of people said, I want to feel useful and relevant. Now, you may be able to find that with looking after your grandchildren. So, you know, that has quite a wide sort of implication. But 1/3 also said, I want to use my skills. And we're seeing people think, I've got so much to offer. When people are leaving, and, you know, people can be leaving working life. And again, all these phrases, they're all a bit subtle these days. There's no kind of black and white. You reach 65, you retire. We all know what that meant. It's all sorts of degrees of. But people are sort of saying, some people need to earn money still. And, you know, we're helping people to do that. Mostly people are wanting to use those skills still and to feel useful. And you just mentioned about the conference we did on Tuesday, and it was almost a sneaky conference because we had 120 people there of this age group, and we got 10 young tech entrepreneurs there. And I got them to listen to, I don't think any of them thought they were going to hear so much about technology. We had an amazing speaker from America. She's only in her early 30s. She had that audience for 35 minutes. You could have heard a pin drop. And this audience would all say, oh, no, I don't do tech, etc. And she was talking about how we need to bring the two generations together. Yeah, we're getting so many young tech entrepreneurs, and they are brilliant. They were just amazing, but they need some help from experienced generation.
So it's almost like arranging a meeting.
Yes.
But if you've been in whatever your field is, and we could be talking about absolutely anybody, you've got a whole network of contacts, don't you, that you can go back or rely on or move forward with?
Yeah, when you say your network of contacts, but they're still working and you're not. You know, and can you imagine people who've retired from here over the last few years? Oh, yes, we'll have a drink. Let's get together. And, you know, you don't really imagine doing that every couple of times a week, do you? So there's a big amount of time to fill in there. You need new networks. So some of the things that we say to people is, when you're leaving, have a plan. Loads of people are saying, once you, quote, retire, take time to think and stop. And I'm going, no, don't. You need to be doing something immediately. It doesn't have to be a very big deal, but just something so you can say, I am doing, not I used to do. You can be thinking about and developing that plan while you're doing that, but you're still feeling good because I am doing something. And I'm saying to people, go and mentor a youngster or something, because you'll get so much more back from it. We had several stories of that on Tuesday. People get more back. They thought they were going in there, you know, I'm going to share my skills, and suddenly thinking, oh my goodness, I'm learning more than I'm giving actually. So go and do something that makes you feel good. Keep learning. And go and get new networks. And people kind of go, not LinkedIn again. LinkedIn is amazing for everybody. You wouldn't believe the relationships and things that you can do on LinkedIn and build. Go and talk to people on LinkedIn. Go and have coffees, but build new networks. You can't rely on your old work colleagues.
Victoria Tomlinson is here. The company is called Next Up, and it's there to, well, move working life on if you're retiring, or think again about what you're doing. And we'll find out how she got to this place in a minute.
Gail Lofthouse at tea time. And I'm just sort of peeling back the curtain slightly of BBC Radio Leeds. Sometimes